From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gabby Lee reporting. Witnesses and relatives in southern Afghanistan say a pre-dawn bomb explosion killed at least 10 civilians, mostly children and women, in an area where Afghan National Security Forces were conducting anti-Taliban operations. It was not immediately clear whether an airstrike by government forces or an insurgent armed retaliation caused a deadly explosion Sunday in Helmand Province. A regional military spokesman confirmed a search operation had been underway in the area to clear it of Taliban insurgents. The U.S. and Egypt are expected to reach an accord on enhanced collaboration in the fight against radical Islamic terrorism Monday. That's when President Donald Trump is scheduled to host his Egyptian counterpart Abdel Fattah el-Sisi at the White House. In advance of the visit, the White House praised the Egyptian leader's tough policy in battling terrorists. The Oval Office meeting has been closely watched in Cairo, where there is intense curiosity about Trump's intentions toward Egypt and the greater Muslim world. Authorities in Colombia are still searching for dozens of people missing after floodwater swept through the southwestern town of Mocoa. It killed nearly 200 people. The Red Cross says another 400 people were injured. President Juan Manuel Santos visited the wrecked town near the border with Ecuador on Saturday and declared a state of public calamity. Santos said the government will do everything possible to help families, not only the families who lost their loved ones, but all of those who lost their homes. The catastrophe came after days of torrential rains left large parts of the region without electric power or running water.